This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. As the COVID-19 outbreak continues to change our daily lives, we worry about things, including access to food, the interactions that could expose us to coronavirus. To be sure, the economic impacts of how we're managing the spread of COVID-19 will be felt even after the pandemic has passed. Today we're going to look at running a local business, working with local farmers, and the economy of local family farming in these uncertain times. Our guest today is Kathy Sample, and Kathy is founder and owner of Argus Farm Stop in Ann Arbor, and thank you so much for the time today.
Well, I'm just happy to be here, David.
We've all seen the huge customer rushes on meat, dairy, and produce items at the box store outlets and warehouses. I'm curious as to whether you're seeing the same kind of panic buying at your two locations in Ann Arbor.
Yes, we are. It's not surprising because the Ann Arbor Farmers Market announced that it would be closed for the next 4 weeks. So the people who would normally shop at the farmers market have come to us, and then the farmers who would normally be at the farmers market are bringing all of that produce and meat and dairy to us. So we've tried to take on and put in act instead of the farmers market for the time being while they're just out of commission.
Is the supply chain for outlets like Argus Farm Stop sufficient enough to outlast the entirety of the COVID-19 outbreak?
Yes, because our farms can keep growing, and they're telling us that they have enough for us because they were growing for the farmers market. So I'm confident that with the increase in the deliveries that we're doing, we're delivering to people who are at home, who are immunocompromised. You know, we're neighborhood stores, so we have a lot of customers who communicate clearly what their needs are to us. So with that additional volume, we are kind of redirecting staff into that area while we try to address all the changes that we're hearing every 5 minutes.
Every 5 minutes is right. Have any of your employees or members of the farming community that sell their products in your stores been confirmed infected or even self-quarantined, to your knowledge?
To my knowledge, none.
Most all of us who have hit up the produce section of any store start digging through to find the most ripe and fresh fruits and vegetables. Given the times and our present circumstance, that seems like a pretty bad idea. What protocols are in place to ensure clean and safe product in your store?
Well, first of all, we don't have a middleman, so we don't have a distribution system where things are going to be touched 5 times. Our items come straight from the farm to our shelves, so that minimizes that, and we will be talking to customers about only touch what you're going to take. We're going to be, let's see if we have to do this, but we'll be metering customers into the store if we need to. So far, that has not been an issue. And the more delivery that we do, the more we can ensure that just a few people are in contact with the food that people are going to get, and that those people are practicing super sanitary conditions. So that's how we're going to do it, and we're probably going to ramp it up as time goes on because we're learning more and more every day.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation continues with Argus Farm Stop founder and owner Kathy Sample on 89.1 WEMU. When we talk about local and family farming and the ability to better protect the environment and serve the local economy, one of the great issues that comes up first is transportation. With the potential of disruption in national transportation with a widespread COVID-19 outbreak, do you see even greater potential advantage?
I do. I think the fact that we in Washtenaw County have been developing for many years and continue to advance our ideas, that we're developing a resilient food system that involves minimizing distribution, we are at a really good point to serve the customer base where we don't have to worry about something coming from 1,500 miles away. It's coming, in some cases, from 3 miles away. So, you know, barring people's trucks breaking down, which, you know, happens periodically, we are fine. And these farmers have an amazing network. They're working together to get products to us. And they're super creative about pooling resources. So when we took over on Saturday for the farmers market, we were able to handle all the additional volume and kind of stagger the deliveries, and it works beautifully. We're super proud of our team. They have really gone above and beyond.
One of the things that so many are concerned about throughout the community and throughout the country is many work part-time or lower-paying jobs and are worried they won't be able to pay their basic essentials because of a shutdown or illness. The Argus Farm Stop model is to pay farmers 75% of the goods they sell through your store. So will that help sustain the local agricultural community and the local economy through the public health crisis?
Well, I mean, we're a small piece of the puzzle, right? Only 0.3% of food is purchased the way that we are doing it in the country. But with that margin, the average farmer in the U.S. gets 15 cents on the dollar when you buy something in a grocery store. So in our model, they get five times that. So we think what we're doing is encouraging them to grow more, to invest in what they're doing. So they should be better equipped to handle the what we're going to see soon, which is an increasing demand, especially with the delivery part. We are seeing people buy meat and learn about locally grown meats who never thought about it. But now frozen meat is going to be, it's going to hit frozen. The frozen status is really a good selling point because people want it to store.
Once again, this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking business, farming, and best practices in the midst of the COVID-19 outbreak with Kathy Sample. Kathy is founder and owner of Argus Farm Stop in Ann Arbor. You've talked about the increase in demand for delivery service. Has that meant that you also have had to add staff?
No, this is part of the amazing community that we've developed. We have staff who've raised their hand and said, I want to be part of that. We've actually had quite a few customers who have come in and said, I am now home for an extended period of time. I would like to be part of your support team. I would like to help you with deliveries. I've actually had customers come in and just say, hey, can I do the sanitizing right now? Can I come in and help you with any process that you're not able to do because you're so busy? So the customer support and staff support has been great, but we have not taken on additional staff to do the delivery.
You mentioned people coming in, helping sanitize and clean the stores. Are you using chemicals to do that, and are they coming in any contact with the food?
No. So, I mean, we use food safe practices. We're all food or serve safe certified, and we use approved food. I'm not saying it the right way. We use products that are approved for use in food establishments. So we're not spraying the food, but we are keeping all of the countertops, every handle that anybody could touch, doors, windows that are touched by kids, things like that. We've taken all the stuffed animals out of our kids' area, for instance. We're doing all the kinds of things that you would expect. So any surface that people are going to touch has been cleaned very regularly. You can tell when you come in that we are spending time on this, and we have hand sanitizer everywhere that somebody can access it. We're starting to deal with things like, do we want to take cash? Because that's a concern for our staff, because the cashier job is a risky one right now. So we're constantly rethinking what we're doing.
It's amazing how much we have to think about and how much changes. I mean, even the littlest things, right? The agricultural community in Washtenaw County has proven generous time and time again, and you've been touching on it, people volunteering to come and clean, people volunteering to deliver, people taking care of others in our community. There are people who will need food that either can't access it or can't afford it. Food gatherers and a number of other businesses, nonprofits, and community organizations are stepping up to bridge the gap for those in need as best they can. What are some of the efforts you're aware of?
Well, right now, so we're doing things like we're able to take SNAP and double up food bucks in our deliveries, and we're not charging a delivery fee for those customers. So double up food bucks is, if you're on food assistance, you can get twice as much fresh, locally grown produce for your dollar. So let's say you have $20, you can buy $40 worth of fresh, locally grown produce. And that's a program that was developed here in Ann Arbor by the Fair Food Network, and we're really conscious of food access. We're also working with food gatherers so that if we do have farms who have an awful lot of stuff, we will get it to the food gatherers folks. We're communicating with them regularly because we're all trying to figure out how to make sure no kid goes without a lunch, for instance, while they're not in school. So we're constantly trying to innovate in that area and make sure food access is not an issue. It's going to be hard, right?
Right. We have both noted that we are living in unusual times that seem to change moment by moment and day by day. there's not much good to take out from what is going on with COVID-19. However, as we go through this process, we're going to learn a lot about ourselves, how we do our business, how we conduct our business, and how we function as a community. Do you see a silver lining coming out the backside of this, that maybe we're better off having learned something from this?
I do. I see that the communication that has been required to deal with all the changes between staff, I mean, our staff is fantastic, and they're constantly giving us better ways to address the situation and feeling comfortable voicing their opinion and, you know, telling us what they think we should do. And that's really helping us, guiding us in our decision. So I think communication in general is going to improve because of this situation.
I can't thank you enough for the time today, Kathy. I truly appreciate having the opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you, David. Have a nice day and stay safe.
That is Kathy Sample, founder and owner of Argus Farm Stop in Ann Arbor, and our guest for Issues of the Environment. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard every Wednesday. You can visit the WEMU webpage at WEMU.org to visit the Issues of the Environment archive and for all the local, national, and international news on COVID-19 from WEMU and NPR. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.